Copyright!
Nah, it's Christmas, no one cares.
You'll get copyright struck
in. I've dropped my cherry.
Again?
Poor baby. It was Christmas Eve.
How do you sing this shit?
In the drunk tank.
But Joe stuck
in the tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song.
Come on, German, sing.
The rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1.
That's lucky, she's not 17.
I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby.
Why did we go Louis Armstrong?
I can see better times when all our dreams come true.
Oh, it's hurt my nose.
Because you make weird noises.
I've got a bad thought, I shouldn't be singing female versions.
They've got cars made of gold, they've got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through, it's a place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me the Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome, you were pretty, you were beautiful to see. When the band finished playing, they howled out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the tonsil was singing. We kissed on the corner and danced on the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
How much are we singing?
Can we just stop now and then bin this episode?
No!
This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, we're done now, so that's the song. And we're on to our first topic, which is...
How many minutes in are we?
Two.
Right, so edit the first 2 minutes.
Hell no. But this cuts in nicely with our first topic. We hope you enjoyed the karaoke. That song is actually getting petitioned to be banned.
What?
On the radio.
Why?
On the radio, because it has the word faggot in, because she calls him a lousy faggot.
Right, but faggot's food?
Yeah.
We understand this, how but the fuck, apparently what was your the general no public part? Don't.
Is this fucking snowflakes getting shit banned again? Pissing millennials. This is your fault, you hipster.
No, it's actually a radio DJ.
It's my fault, I'm a hipster.
It was actually a radio DJ.
That's the last time I'm sharing my room with you.
Oh, sorry. It was actually an old radio DJ.
I'm having to go in between the Americans' legs here.
I take it back. I'm his best friend now, he's not a hipster.
Because I refuse to alcohol.
It's just because he's got the booze, he's the cum barman in the situation.
He's brought his rum.
I haven't got that much left.
He's brought his rum, you didn't bring his rum.
I've got an entire bottle of Kraken in the other room, bitch.
Kyle?
Oh, get the rum then.
Get the rum then.
Get the rum. Why is the rum gone?
Don't you have to drive home?
No. He does.
Technically.
I don't.
Technically, Right, on to the actual... Stop being alcoholics and we'll move on through the episode.
No, but the rum's gone.
Why is the rum always gone?
The rum is not
because he doesn't
gone.
Supply the rum.
The rum is in the other room.
We were marooned in a desert island. It would burn my rum.
It's locked away. You're not getting it.
But it's Keira Knightley, but Russian.
Right. So. I wish. So.
And skinnier.
BBC DJ Alex Dyke went on a 3-minute rant to his listeners,
Dyke.
Claiming the
song.
Well,
I want him banned from the radio because his name's Dyke.
Claiming the song was an offensive pile of downmarket chav bilge.
It's called Dyke. You can't say ban that song that's got a faggot in and then be called Dyke.
And then also have someone play on the radio. I love sausage rolls.
I love sausage rolls.
Oh my god! They set him off.
The 57-year-old disc jockey was not having any of it, and in it. That's what he's called in the news article, a disc jockey.
A disc jockey is a dick jockey.
No.
Well, he could be a
Alex
dick jockey.
Alex Dyke is a dick jockey as long
he's
as a disc.
Dyke.
Dyke.
It was open enough for bottle of coke.
How did it make that noise?
This episode is going swimmingly.
Why is that picture of Lewis Capaldi?
Oh.
It's not, it's a picture of the fucking singer.
And we thought it wouldn't be as fucked up if we weren't all pissed.
Yeah. If you hear a hiss and noise, it's just coke opening. Right, so
it's not a Christmas episode of Rick and Morty, which is the last episode of the season. 5 episodes in, fucking tickets.
What?
There's only 5 episodes in the new Rick and Morty season.
He says currently pouring himself a double of rum.
Can I have rum?
You're driving. To drive. You shouldn't have rum.
Just a little bit. There we go. Whoa.
Just a little bit, he says, emptying his hip flask.
Yeah, there wasn't much left. Where's
right,
the coke?
So, in a now deleted tweet...
How much coke you want?
I just got a call up for now, I'm driving.
Oh, you don't snore. I give it away Christmas.
Back onto topic from this alcoholic debate.
Alcoholic.
If you don't pass this coke, I'll drink indeed.
In a now deleted tweet, Dyke wrote, "Radio, let's ban Fairy Tale of New York this Christmas. You're a slut on drunk, you scumbag, cheap, lousy faggot." Which is the lyrics. Is this what we want our kids coke? Singing in the back of a car?
Yes. Yes, Alex Dyke, and you're not the one to make the decision.
It's an offensive pile of downmarket chav bilge. So we can do better. It's not chav bilge, it's Irish bilge. Get it right.
It's drunken Irish bilge.
Exactly.
Are you speaking? It must be Christmas. It's a Christmas miracle.
Do you know what? All the fucking Christmas songs that you get banned because they're shit and they should be banned. This is the most realistic, because what was Christmas about? Being pissed and arguing with everybody?
And it's Christmas Eve, and
it's the most realistic Christmas song.
I'm sorry, I'm making noise.
Would you like some coke to go with your own?
Yes, please.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
You've already been snorting cacti, so you can't snort the coke.
And you want to see that? You have to buy it on our Patreon, which we haven't made yet. It'll be open on Boxing Day. Boxing Day is when our Patreon goes up, so after tomorrow.
Are we legit setting it up on Boxing Day?
Are you setting a Patreon on Boxing Day?
That sounds like the best idea. Right shit, we're doing it now. Fuck. Yes.
Yeah, we're set up.
That sentence you just said was right shit, we're doing it now. Fuck.
Yep.
That's not a sentence.
It's a perfectly fine sentence.
It's just swearing with we're doing it put in the middle of it.
It's a perfectly fine sentence. I don't know what you're on about. It goes well with a song calling people faggots.
But Alex Dyke doesn't like that.
Because he's a cheap, lousy faggot.
Because he is actually the definition of faggot.
Apparently...
Oh, I hope he doesn't listen on this.
Apparently, he said...
Who the fuck's Alex Dyke, anyway?
Apparently, he says...
I hope
I'm not going to ruin your Christmas, but I've decided that I'm no longer comfortable with playing it. I think Christmas songs should be about excited children, toys, Christmas trees. Oh god, he's getting in a deep hole there if he's going on about excitable children.
So he's a nonce.
He's a radio DJ.
He's a dyke that's getting in a deep hole.
Snowy trees, ski lodges. What song's about ski lodges?
Hold on, can I...
Reindeer, wrapping paper, Santa...
Do you know
what
Fast Christmas got a ski lodge.
Do you know if I was...
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you know
in the video or in the lyrics?
In the video.
So it doesn't count.
You know if I was at Radio 1?
Radio 1,
if I was a Radio 1 DJ and I was on before him,
yeah.
Right? In December, every single day when his show was going to come on, the song that you put on to link would be that.
Apparently, he says it's a nasty, nasty song. He's a grandad, and he says he was taking a stand for the good of the people. I just think that this guy, this toothless drunk, ruining the romantic image of New York City with a song about heroin, is not on. He's not ruining
everybody in New York City. Your toothless drunks were on heroin.
He's not ruining the
really
image of New York City.
It was the '80s. They didn't care.
Plus, it was true. I mean, you can't ruin the image of New York City when it doesn't have an image to begin with.
And also, it's been voted the best Christmas song ever.
Because it is. It's the most realistic.
I mean, can we just... These are the best lyrics to ever grace a Christmas song, apart from Corey Taylor's Christmas song. Because they are, you're a bum, you're a punk, you're a slut on junk. You faggot, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot.
You maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot.
That's just...
You're a scumbag, you're a maggot, you cheap-ass faggot.
That's just fantastic lyrics.
That's just the Irish's way.
That's the best Christmas lyrics in the world. That is the only Christmas song that is actually good because it isn't overly...
That is just a normal conversation.
Happy fairy shit.
Off air.
Merry Christmas, everybody's... Not
up. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you've had a happy Christmas from this episode so far. I mean, we're just shitting on it.
That's what Christmas Eve's all about.
Yes, exactly. Right, so what's the next topic? I don't even know.
And
what
if
the
you
next
are offended, keep it to yourself.
The next topic is the school banning children from sending Christmas cards in order to protect the environment. And they did it by sending a letter home.
It's not as true a bit Greta, is it?
What? I'm not an expert, but letters are bigger than cards.
A primary school head teacher has been branded a Grinch after banning pupils from sending Christmas cards. It was in Lincolnshire and said the tradition is bad for the environment. However, parents said the move is not in the Christmas spirit and accused Mr. Mason of rank hypocrisy after he reportedly announced the ban in a letter to all the parents.
Can I just say it? Right, do you know what I would do if my kid was at that school and I got that letter? Do you know the massive, like, 2-foot Christmas cards you get? My kid will be taking them for everybody the next day. Hey, awesome.
The thing is, right, I can agree with him because cards are useless.
Waste of money.
Yeah, it is. It's a waste
of
money.
So, what primary school head teachers?
In the letter,
head teachers all together.
Yeah.
In the letter, he wrote that he'd been approached by children who are concerned about the impact of sending Christmas cards on the environment,
student has ever, no 4-year-old has ever went, oh, I would send you a Christmas card, but I'm worried that someone will cut down a tree to make it.
No. The side like going, ooh, sparkly glitter on with glue.
On your poo. Remember that episode?
That's what you're all getting off me for Christmas, lads.
Poo glitter.
What poo glitter?
Tomorrow morning, you're going to be all surprised when you realise it's just my shit in a box covered in glitter.
Oh, I thought you might even just send a glitter so we can glitter our own poos.
Oh, there's going to be glitter as well. There's going to be a box of glitter for you. So it's going to be mostly my shit in a box covered in glitter.
I don't want a box of poo.
You're going to box of poo for Christmas.
Apparently, he says throughout the world we send enough Christmas cards.
Sticking a dildo on your jack.
You didn't stick the dildo
on
your
jack? No, it wasn't me, but it was part of our idea.
It was part of your idea?
It was me and JV that told her to do it.
I was just sitting with Ryan and he was like talking, I said, what's she doing? I said, I don't know. Next thing he was like, fucking cock.
Oh, he has, boom.
I've got a video for a default in it as well.
Oh, dear God. Right, back on tonic.
Get a tonic. Good.
Yep. Apparently, if we placed,
that was mine.
The thing is, I've been drinking most of the day, and that's the bad thing about it. Starting to get tiddly.
Tiddly, giggly, tipsy,
laughing himself and seeing his tiddly.
I read Ned Flanders.
Tiddles.
Tiddles the cat.
Tiddles.
Like, please put the drink down before you start laughing and spill it all
over
yourself.
Don't say cats.
I drink responsibly.
Bullshit.
Spill.
He drinks responsibly, which means everything that is alcohol goes into him.
Yeah, don't spill.
Yeah, why would you spill it? No waste.
Fucking amateur spill.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Yeah. Amateur spill.
That's exactly how it works.
I don't have a drinking problem. But,
Would you like to choose the next topic, because you have a list there?
What do I mean next topic? You go in order. We didn't finish talking about this Christmas card one.
Because you ended up going on a rant about not spilling booze.
Right, so what was the last thing said?
The last thing that I was trying
about
to
all the pupils that didn't approach him saying things.
The last thing that I was trying to say is that apparently...
Oh, where did they come from?
Apparently there's enough Christmas cards that if we place them alongside each other, they'd cover the world's circumference 500 times.
Good, it would keep the world warmer.
Global warming's an issue.
The manufacture of Christmas cards is contributing to our ever-growing carbon emissions. No, that's China, America and Russia, thanks.
So is every factory ever, so then don't buy anything because everybody makes it.
Yeah, but like, we get a letter and we don't turn a little light on the TV, it's our fault.
So does that mean you should buy everything that's handmade because then it's not manufactured?
Oh, we technically handmade.
He has his idea. Instead of sending cards to all the children individually, you have to send one card to the whole class. It's got to be a class card.
So who gets to take it home?
It doesn't. I guess it just gets stuck in the classroom.
And then when they go back, it's put in the bin.
Yeah, basically.
You remember what we used to do, like when we were in primary school?
No, that was a long time ago.
Right, remember like
bully each other.
Often
bullies certain somebody.
Before we mentioned his name before.
Basil.
don't remember, like, if you were good over Christmas period, you always the good person got a piece of chocolate or an advent calendar. You had one advent calendar per class.
It wasn't any of us.
I got one once.
I didn't.
I got one. I was allowed in Europe.
I got one.
I mean, I did get them. Just not when I was told. It was just at the end of lessons and things.
Oh, fuck, I'm choking.
No, fuck.
That's not the first time you said that.
Okay. Anyway, it's fine, we can say Phil's name. We love you, Phil.
Yeah, we love you, bud. He's not on the show, and it's not. Nobody's going to find out who he is, hopefully.
Probably will.
They'll be very disappointed when they find out.
I'll put his name and address in the link in the description.
Name, address, his wife's name, his child's name, everything. His bank details, his car registration.
No, they'll be very disappointed when they get these bank details.
It's got no car.
Yeah, good point.
The last time he tried to get a car, he had no engine.
He's got two cars.
Yeah, he bought a car off eBay, right? For it to be like, he spent 200 quid on a car with no engine.
Hold on.
No, let's get it straight.
He
accidentally won a car on eBay. It did not have an engine. It had nothing from the windscreen forward. It didn't have front wheels or wheels or anything.
So, right, it wasn't a car. It was just a...
You could put a horse on it and it could be a cart.
But he is a woman.
Yeah. Anyway, back onto topic, somehow.
Back onto some room.
One parent, who is obviously like us, who did not want to be named as well, told the Daily Mail, "I know quite a few parents are upset about this. Why should children have the joy taken out of Christmas? Why can't all these cards be recycled anyway?
Because children don't appreciate Christmas.
And I buy a lot of cards.
Because they don't actually
Christmas
know what Christmas
for charity.
Is about. They still think that it's all about the happiness.
It's about some man called Jesus, isn't it?
Even though he was born in September.
Was he Mexican?
I know we have to protect the environment, but these are a few Christmas cards once a year, and to be told about this on a piece of paper seems contradictory. Stop farting in the middle of a story.
Might not pick it up.
Another added, telling people to stop sending cards in a letter sent out to hundreds of kids stinks of rank hypocrisy. I hope parents boycott these Grinch-like plans and keep this tradition alive. Stop stinking out the bloody...
He said it stinks of rank hypocrisy.
This studio's getting worse.
We need a new studio.
We need to have like a
To be fair, we need a studio.
Separate booths.
You put me next to the radiator so you're all downwind of me airflow.
We need a studio. We need separate booths and all sorts. This is what you can help if you donate to the Patreon.
Yeah, it's Kyle asking for
to put me you on Patreon so that I can be put in a separate room.
Yeah. a separate sealed room that
padded. Mine will be sealed. Mine will be a sealed atmosphere. His will be padded.
Yeah. His will be padded with a mini bar.
Can I have a mini bar of mine?
No.
Why?
I don't want a mini bar.
We don't want to feed the farts.
How can a
doctor vet farts?
He'd be locked in a booth by himself if he
gassed himself.
Yeah, but I'm immune.
Right. Now you can choose the next one. Or you can read out the next one.
You do the next. Why
about
just go on
to the next
one?
Because it's the one that you sent and it's about
speak
elves.
English.
I know, but the first one was the one I put on and I didn't get to read it.
Which one the first? Oh, the Bannon.
Is he actually talking?
We already knew that battle.
It's Christmas.
It's because we got him singing, so
it's
now he's
Christmas,
talking.
You know what Americans are like.
We got him singing, so now he's talking. That's what's going on.
Well, this is called News Hub.
Yes. No, it's News
Hub. Right, so it's
news
fake news.
Oh, I'm not in.
It's obviously fake news. It's on about elves not making toys because they're too busy dicking about.
Shh! The 4-year-olds might still believe that.
Elves aren't real.
If there's a 4-year-old listening to this, then they can go and fuck off.
I'm sorry, but if some parents let their 4-year-old listen to us.
No,
they should be banned from parenting.
There'll be people our age that still believe in elves.
Or Philip.
Not millennials.
Philip.
Wait.
Hold on. Can Philip believe in elves? Does Mormons have Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, wait a minute.
This is a good thing. Do Mormons actually have Christmas?
Well, they are Mormon bastards.
If they do, do they celebrate it in the same way
we
do?
Hold on. Right. Yeah.
Well,
Mormons do have Christmas. I know you do listen to her. I'm sorry that they're besmirching your religion right now.
No, he's fooling him.
To be fair, I've never been baptised, so I don't need to do Christmas.
He's not going to answer. He doesn't answer.
He does eventually.
He doesn't answer.
It is picking it up as well.
Hello?
Come on, Phil. Answer
he's
so we can ask you about your religion.
He's not going to answer just so he can be bullied.
Yes, he is. It's
no,
Philip.
No, he's not.
Philip, if you're listening and you're not going to answer.
Hello?
Hello, Phil!
You're on my podcast?
You're live on the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm alright.
That's good.
we have a very interesting question because
they're besmirching your religion.
We're going on about Christmas, and because you're a Mormon, we've got a question for you. Do Mormons celebrate Christmas, and is it in the same way that Christians and other people do, or is it in a completely different bullocky way?
It is exactly the same, and yes, we do celebrate Christmas.
I told you. Sorry that they're disrupting your religion.
You have to bear in mind that Mormonism is Christianity.
You're talking to these two.
I wasn't too sure though, because Christmas has become a very commercial thing, and I know the Mormons try to like stay away from all that shit usually. So
it is a much more traditional method of like you've got to be a bit more respectful and not about like you say the modern commercialization of it.
Oh,
it is much more about being with your family and having small gifts and not going over the top and just being.
So everything we don't do.
Yeah, basically everything that you don't do.
This is why we're not Mormons.
To be fair, if it means I have to spend less money on presents, I might go more.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Actually,
he's found
no, getting out of it once you've done it, mate.
Oh, that case I can't do it. Then I like backing out. I like backing out of things.
You can't do it anyway because you would have to go into a church and that would make him catch fire.
And he's the son of Satan.
Everyone knows the true meaning of Christmas is Top Gear Christmas Special.
That's true.
Exactly, very true.
Very true.
Well, not Top Gear, Grand Tour.
Grand Tour nowadays.
Grand Tour now.
Ah, new Top Gear is not bad though.
Right. We're going to let you go, but you're going to have to actually be on an episode, not just on the phone on an episode.
Yeah, we'll get you in at some point.
We're getting to our studio.
I have family commitments now, so...
We bring the studio to you.
Bring the studio to me.
Yeah, we'll come. We'll have three special guests.
Sounds great. Right, I'm watching Top Gear, so sod off.
Oh, well, that's nice to see you as well.
Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Bye.
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 You actually answered. It must be Christmas.
I know, it's amazing.
Hey, the last time I phoned Phil, you answered.
So there we go.
When was the last time did you phone Phil?
That's because I've never seen you use a phone, so he must have thought it was an emergency.
No, he uses his phone, but just looks at
just text sports on the internet and on sports. He's never actually phoned anybody.
So for everybody who's wondering, yes, there we go. There's the answer. Mormons do actually celebrate Christmas and shit.
Oh shit!
I didn't think.
For everybody wondering, even though I already said,
unlock your phone.
Yeah, but we got confirmation from an actual Mormon. We actually got
two Mormons, actually.
We got details about it as well, how they don't celebrate the massive...
I love how you want to go Mormon so you don't spend money on Christmas.
Yeah, but...
I want to go Mormon and one day...
But you can't
anymore.
You can't go Mormon just for Christmas Day so you don't have to spend money on people.
You're talking to a guy who used to dump girls before Christmas so he doesn't...
6 months before.
I did not.
I'm surprised he didn't do it this time.
That's what he told me.
You've done it so many times.
No, that's 6 months because it gets boring.
Yeah, but he gets them in the summer and then he dumps them before Christmas when he's about to buy Christmas ones.
It's not on purpose.
You do. That's exactly why you do it. And if it's not, it's before their birthday.
I usually get dumped, thanks.
No, you don't.
In all fairness, him and
dump people at Christmas.
Oh. Him and S have been together for a while now.
Oh. Yeah, it's coming up the 5 month mark, so
the best thing is, like, her birthday and Christmas collide in the same week.
Oh.
No, her birthday was last week. 17th.
Yeah, so 7 out of 17.
It's not the same week.
18, 19, 20, 21.
22. 23, 24. So it's one day over a week.
It's one day over a week, literally. Her birthday is 8 days before Christmas.
I know, December is the most expensive month in the world for me.
My sister's birthday was yesterday, the 23rd.
My little cousin's birthday is 2 days after her birthday, so I've got family birthday, her
now
birthday,
are you sure?
And Christmas. I'm sure because he was over at my house. So we had lovely times of expensiveness in December. It's fantastic.
How's Christmas going for you then, German?
It's not Christmas yet.
How's Christmas going for you?
How's gift buying going for you?
I've bought some.
I've bought fuck all.
I bought some and then they were in the car all week. No, some of the boxes on them were broke.
I'm still buying some. I bought some yesterday. It said it's got next day delivery.
Stop slamming your fist in anger. You're a Russian. Look at you. You're so communist.
There's no delivery tomorrow. Today should be arrived today.
Oh shit, it's a Sunday.
Yes.
No.
It's tomorrow.
No, it's a Tuesday.
What day
it's
a Tuesday.
It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
You see, I'm off work, so I don't actually know what day it is.
You don't even know what year
it
is.
You've only been off work 2 days.
I still don't know what day it is.
It's not like you're on a fucking 6 month
gap. Right, your phone keeps
locking. Stop locking my phone.
Your phone keeps locking because there's a sat nav in your hand because we've talked about other shit.
Just scroll it a bit. Right, okay, onto the elf.
On the elf.
Onto the elf, and I'll be back in a minute.
One.
He's
gone.
I'm a busy choking away.
Choking his chicken.
That's just the Russian dying.
He's gone.
For
him. He's gone off for a Christmas bank. Into a socket.
That's why there's an extra sock. That's why he's in the bathroom. Because he hasn't went into this bathroom, he's went in the other one outside.
So, Joel! you, you retweet effing on Twitter anyway, and we all know. So, Jordan. Right.
Name drop. JC, the producer.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Is this Christmas? JC's here?
JC? Jesus Christ!
It's my birthday!
It's your birthday, bitch. How's your Christmas gone so far?
He's old enough to be Jesus.
He is.
Fucking 400-year-old fossil.
Yeah, yeah. You're only...
Exactly.
Quick maps, yeah.
Quick maps.
Fuck.
Exactly. You forgot my birthday.
Yes.
Dick.
It's going alright, I suppose.
That's not convincing.
Nah, just waste some money. So this topic... Why am I reading? Because, like, I can't read. But...
Do you want me to read?
Did you go out to the other bathroom... Did you not go into your in-suite, but you went to the bathroom next door just to have a shit?
No.
So why did you go to the bathroom next door?
I mean,
I told you, Christmas
because
one...
Because I didn't want to pick up on the microphone.
Christmas one. That's where his third sock is. I told you.
Lance. I'm polite, I don't sit there and make sure the microphone can hear me fart or have a piss, thank you very much.
What's the point in having a microphone if I can't hear you fart?
I'm pretty sure at some point it has picked up one of you guys having a piss in my toilet.
I've not been in an episode, I'll wait until the end because I'm a professional.
I'll wait till we finish recording.
I'm sure when we attempted to do YouTube and stuff, there was like moments where an entire recording was just farting, pissing, and all sorts.
I know that when we did a couple of our YouTube videos, there was one where my phone kept going off.
Why?
And then you got very angry, so I put it on silent.
I like how my phone's been passed around. It's still at the top of the news topic. So have you actually started it?
You've
just been waiting
just
for me.
It.
Just
waited for no, you. No, we're just bullying Jordan.
Yeah, you've just waited on me.
You've been bullying Jesus Christ over there.
Right, okay.
It's Scott's Melly's birthday.
So, next topic. We'll move on to the next topic now that I'm back and they've decided not to read it even though I gave it to them and told one to specifically read it. Santa warns that some toys won't be ready due to elves spending all their time dicking about on shelves.
This Santa's is, not real.
This
That's
is this is the fake new... It's down there next to you.
No, yeah.
Oh. The other Coke.
There's the mystical sock.
It's...
Dobby sock?
It's
Dobby man. We're talking about different type of elves.
This is the news report that Santa Claus has issued a warning that some toys may not be ready in time for delivery due to some staffing issues at the North Pole. This is because all of the elves on shelf bullshit is causing the elves to basically just sit around and do fuck all. Who...
Honestly...
There's the big one.
Prosecco?
Stop going through my cart of shit.
Have you found your anal leads?
The Prosciutto
flavoured.
Prosecco.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutti.
Prosciutti.
Hold on a second.
Prosecco.
Hold on a second.
Prosciutti eating. Prosciutti.
Please try and say Prosecco.
Prosecco.
There we go.
Prosecco.
Says
drinking.
Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Drinking.
Bath bombs, not anal beads. If you put them in your arse, I'm pretty sure that'd be very uncomfortable.
Explosive.
Yeah.
Imagine
a sweet Prosecco in the bath visits.
Can you actually imagine if you bought like a bath bomb up your arse and you actually went for a shit? Like,
kaboom.
Depends if you've got diarrhea.
That is a horrible
If it's
thought.
Solid, it'll just push a butt out.
This is my thought process.
Right. How fizzy... Would it feel like popping candy, but in your arse?
No, popping candy would, though.
Get a slut and get shoved in their ass.
How do we always end up on topics like this when this is a Christmas episode?
I've got some
because it's Christmas.
I've got some shit along these lines that isn't Christmassy, and I'm not saying on it.
Well, not on the Christmas one, anyways.
For God's sake!
What are you thinking?
It's not me.
This topic's failed.
Is it me?
No, you don't work with us.
Well, technically, this is our job.
No, my actual real job.
My real job, okay.
One of the people I work
so basically,
with is
absolutely
right, nuts.
Someone wrote a shit news article saying that Santa's pissed off at elves
no.
sticking about.
Huh. Mechanic.
So we all dick about.
Yeah, we all dick about.
So technically, we're elves on shelves because me and you are small enough.
Well, you're an elf.
You're the same head as us?
I'm an inch and a half tall.
He's not an elf, he's a hobbit.
Exactly, sorry.
I
keep forgetting you're moving to New Zealand.
To be fair, this next post is basically us. Someone has to stop sending
it's
links
Jordan.
On Facebook.
It's him.
Stop sending them on Facebook. Just send the link from the actual site.
Yeah, go on to the link and click copy.
He lives on Facebook. He hasn't been on another website.
This
other than Sky Sports.
This is the news that follows on with the Elf on the Shelf, that his prank sees him cover the entire kitchen in mopping paper.
Oh, I'll do this.
And that a few people have done this. I've seen one where someone mopped their
whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I've seen in the news recently there was one where they wrapped up their boss's entire office because the boss called in sick for one day.
I would 100% do that, but I would have a shit in his drawer.
Why?
Because I hate him.
The thing is, like, I did Elf on the Shelf last year.
Did you?
For Christmas, yeah. And it had to stop because I got...
You did, or your missus did?
I did.
Because I know she gets carried away.
Yeah, no, Christmas. I got worse. Oh, that's like the best picture I got. Greg's underneath a fucking ice. Never mind. But I got bit carried away because she was doing innocent things. Like, so simple, innocent things that didn't...
You made them do cocaine.
Yeah, I made elves do cocaine.
I remember that.
You made it kill, film a porno scene with their
90%
dolls.
Of, wait, look, no, was, you can scroll, was, past, my... scroll through his photo album, every 10th fucking photo is a photo of his legs in the bath.
There we go. Right.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The My Little Pony porn.
The My Little Pony porn.
My Little Pony porn, yeah.
You're going to have to link them, you're going to put them on Twitter now.
They're going on Twitter.
So yeah, Elf on the Shelf, wrapping people's offices and all sorts. This is the shenanigans that we've got at Christmas. And our good old Hobbit has actually been taking part in these. Are you actually in the Christmas bit?
There's one episode a bit.
Are you adding more?
No. I didn't know he was allowed to say the Christmas bit, to be fair. It's usually just us that can say the episode, so we can surprise
him. It's just his name. Everyone's allowed on the Christmas one.
I know, I forget, shush.
Yeah, you give me wrong for putting because you didn't think it was Christmassy.
Anyway, yeah. he has one for our resident American, and this is that you can now buy the world's largest battered pig in blanket.
Oh my god, it's £3.99.
Is that what you've just seen? You posted it and you've just seen it going, it's £3.99.
Really?
It's 2 foot.
It's 2 foot.
It's 2 foot.
Papa's Fish and Chips Shop is selling a 2 foot British festive favourite.
Call it because it's just like bacon.
And it's getting called Hog in Duvets for £3.99. It's even mapped in Christmas paper, and it's basically a pig in blanket, but it's 2 foot long and battered.
So can you slap somebody with it?
Probably. I mean, it is basically the size of a baseball bat.
Can you imagine that? There's someone. Because batter's like greasy and.
It's in.
If you use it as a dildo, it's going to get greasy now.
That's not what I said.
Why does everything go back to using it as a dildo with you?
Because he's not everything. In his right mind.
That's what he said. Use it as a dildo.
No. Like, he said, can you hit people with it? And I said, I'd rather use a dildo bat like Saints Row.
Oh.
Not use it as a dildo.
I thought he said, use it as a dildo.
No.
Either way is a bad idea.
No, that gives a name for a fudge, like the sweaty kebab.
Oh,
problem.
Where do I start?
I apologise to any female viewers for our...
Viewers? Listeners? Most of our listeners! If you go on our... Look at our statistics on our Spotify.
Yeah.
Right, most of our demographic is female.
Why do you listen to us? I mean, it's not exactly as if we sound handsome or anything. We talk shit half the time. Why do you listen to us, ladies?
Speak for yourself. I sound handsome.
You hate your own voice.
That's on the worst.
Like,
if you make that go on fire, it's hot when it's not on fire anymore.
That's because it's made of brass, yes. Stop playing with my lighters and setting things on fire again.
Your little brass tip is hot.
Put it down.
Tip's hot.
Right.
Where's the tiny one?
Can someone find out where Cleethorpe is?
It's down by Chester, like Lancaster way, kind of way.
Yeah. It sounds so Scottish.
No, it's Cleethorpe, Kyle.
But apparently...
Cleethorpe.
But that's where...
It's more Welsh.
That's where you can go...
It's like Birmingham way, I think.
Cleet is the Scottish word for boot.
No, clean.
Not just by Grimsby, we were wrong.
It's
Lincolnshire.
Yeah, it is. It's near Hull.
No, it's not. It's past Hull.
Yeah, but it's near Hull.
It's past Hull. It's in Grimsby.
It's fucking near Hull.
It's freaking right next to the fucking ocean.
You're next to the ocean?
That's almost where Nelly not where Subnes would say that's the north.
Hold on, is there literally a town called Healing?
Yes.
I bet you don't get healed in it.
Please tell me Healing has riots in it.
No, you go to there's Minting.
You can go to Minting and then you can go to Healing.
There's Heckington.
Stickney.
Stickley. Sealford.
Sleaford.
Sleaford. Grantham.
I'll open the next one.
Belton.
Thank you.
Stapleford.
It's Facebook.
Okay, good.
Lawn Derby.
Lancaster.
I like how we've now just started looking at name places.
Oh, I thought it was Little.
Rugby and then Crick next to it. They couldn't finish the word cricket because it was run by rugby players.
Cumnor.
Didcot.
Cumnor.
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 There's a Cumnor play. There's a town called Cumnor.
Where do you live? Cumnor. Coming home.
Eating Cumnor.
Cumnor.
Oh, Eton's the next town on the map. Oh no.
You coming out? Did you eat her?
Holy shit, dudes.
That looks like a giant penis.
It's a giant pink stick before it's battered.
Wow.
I actually want it.
Looks like a dog's lipstick.
Do you think we can get like a long sausage and wrap it in bacon and cook it?
Folks, at least it's not the scotch that I've decided to do.
Go to Frankie and Benny's, you can get a foot long sausage.
You can get a foot long sausage from many other places.
I can give you a foot-long sausage.
hold on, listen. Right, I went to get a foot-long sausage from many other places, he went Nando's.
Right. Did you get a sausage from Nando's?
No, they sell chicken.
Well, you can get chicken sausages.
Yeah, but no.
Hold on, chicken sausages?
Yeah, you can get chicken sausages.
For people like him who will only eat chicken.
No.
You looked over there, there's no one that side here.
I know.
They don't know that.
That's not the point.
There's only four voices here.
There's only four voices. Three of them are on your right side, so if you look left, there's no one there.
Hello.
Just an empty room. Hello, ghost. How are you doing?
I'm here to be a ghost in your bedroom.
It would see some sights.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the ghost that will be haunted.
Now, the funny thing is, the American is the one that has to read the next one out because he posted it and he's too busy giggling his arse off at the thought of a ghost getting haunted by me.
They've got a new hamster and they have to keep it downstairs because the last one committed suicide after it was in the tree.
That's why it didn't last long. It had a witness.
It had a nervous breakdown.
It died of cancer, thank you very much.
No, it died of being traumatised watching you.
It was shell shock.
Right, back to topic.
There was someone shocked.
Yes, back to topic other than me killing a hamster via shock. New topic.
This next topic is...
Help me!
We've got that video used to go on in high school. Of the hamster that used to fuck off your prick and thing.
Harry the hamster.
Aye, Harry the hamster. That's a great video that was.
Oh, God.
That's his fucking hamster.
That's all.
Aye.
Harry Houdini.
Aye.
Right. Anyway, we've got the American actually talking for once, so let's take advantage of this fully.
Yay!
Please keep on going. Continue, my dear sir.
This next topic is children reduced to tears as Cadbury advent calendars are found to be empty.
Good. That's the kind of disappointment they need in their life to prepare them for the real world.
Youngsters were left disappointed as they were left without their usual morning festive treat. It's that time of year when the excited children jump out of their beds to dig into their advent calendar chocolate. But some have been left disappointed after opening those tiny doors because basically... Mars have already criticised for putting Bounty chocolates behind the first two doors, and now Cadbury is under fire.
They got criticised for putting bounties. Why?
Apparently, Mars put bounties underneath the first two doors of their advent calendar.
Well, do you know if I was Mars and I put bounties underneath the first two doors, and everyone started kicking off the next year, all my advent calendars would be all bounties. Just be like, if you're gonna whinge, this is what you're gonna get. Fucking deal with it.
Well, Mars at least gave shoppers some chocolate. Cadbury has found itself in hot water. With some parents who claim that their kids have been upset after opening up their calendars to find them completely empty.
Kids should not be fed chocolate every day. It's bad form.
And if you get up, your kid gets up, opens the door of an advent calendar, there's no chocolate there, and their reaction is to cry.
I'd slap my
kid because my kid would never get an advent calendar again. You're not allowed an advent calendar until you stop crying when you don't get chocolate.
Think what your grandparents had to go through.
Oh, don't start this shit.
You are a grandparent.
Yeah, you can tell he's old. I had to go through a world war.
I didn't have to go through the
he's
world
been
war.
Through two wars. Why did he start the revolution? He's your GC. 2,000-year-old.
The products
happy
are
birthday, Tamal.
Thank you. The products affected are as follows: Cadbury's Dairy Milk Advent Calendar. Well, that's a lie because I've got one.
No, it only said some of them don't have it in, so it's not
the Cadbury's Heroes Advent Calendar and the Cadbury's Dairy Milk Santa's Workshop Advent Calendar.
Do you know when you pick
up
your holder?
Tell a person to open a gallon calendar.
No,
listen.
You know when you open up an advent calendar?
Yes.
It doesn't. They don't weigh a lot because it's only like a tiny bit of chocolate, but they rattle.
Yeah.
The chocolate rattles around. So if you pick it up and it doesn't rattle, then you know it hasn't got anything in it.
Hold on.
Does it? If you pick it up and go like that a little bit, it'll rattle.
No,
it won't. Is one of my favourite stories in here.
You got a Cadbury's on?
Yes! Yes!
I got a Galaxy one.
Oh god, what's he found?
We're going to skip a couple of things and then go back to them, but just because this links
He's
into this Cadbury one.
Oh no. Shit! This is the B&M advent calendar.
It's the story
god.
That a schoolgirl was shocked to learn that her B&M advent calendar is actually meant for cats. Her mum was horrified to learn that the cute advent calendar that her daughter had been eating was actually filled with catnip.
The mother was horrified to learn that you can't fucking read because it says it on the front of the pissing calendar.
Yeah, for several days, schoolgirl Elisa Evans dutifully chomped her way through a weird-tasting Garfield advent calendar gifted to her by her mum, but after eating four of the chocolates, she decided she simply couldn't stomach any more of the bizarre-looking treats and refused to open the rest of the doors. Full-time mum Jess Evans initially assumed her 9-year-old daughter was just being fussy, but then soon discovered there was a reason, a very good reason, why Elisa had given up on the green-tinged goodies in her advent calendar. If you're getting chocolate that's green-tinged, that's the
first
thing.
Can I just say, right,
thing.
this is a 9-year-old who was happy to eat weird-smelling, funny-tasting green chocolate, and a mother who can't.
What's even worse, one of the first doors, is right next to
it's massive
says,
as well.
Advent calendar for cats.
It's massive
it's,
as well.
It's not small text. It's literally, it's got the word Garfield in like font 64 and then in font 32 underneath it,
oh
it's
God,
got
it
for cats.
Good.
It's literally not
we'll,
small.
We'll
it's
put
massive.
A picture of this on Twitter as well.
Yes, we
that
shall.
That is fucking massive. You can't miss that.
You cannot miss that at all. But apparently
nothing the, worse. When, I, when I read only, this article, that the mother has a fucking degree in English as well.
What?
She has a degree in English literature.
Can you rescind people's degrees?
Fucking also,
there should be.
I like how the story says, after taking a closer look at the advent calendar, you
as
don't
in
need
looking
to look,
at it at all.
Looking at it at all. The mum of three, so I hope she didn't get a one for dogs for
also,
our
also, hold on. I've been in B&M recently, and they're in the pet aisle.
Yeah.
They're in amongst like, cat treats and shit.
Apparently,
with doggy chocolate advent calendars.
Apparently, they were horrified to discover that the apple-flavoured chocolates she thought she'd given her child were actually made of yoghurt and catnip and were intended to be consumed by cats. Jess, who lives in Oastree, Shropshire, so everybody in Shropshire go and mug this bloody woman for being
Whoa.
Stupid.
Whoa!
I go mug people.
Okay, mob her then.
No!
I was, it's Christmas! Peace and love!
She says,
oh,
I was in shock and felt like the worst mother ever.
This podcast is not about peace and love.
I was in shock and felt like the worst mother ever.
Because you
know shit. She said they tasted a bit strange, but hadn't said they were horrible, so I just forgot about it. Elisa hadn't been eating them for a few days, and when I asked why she brought the box over to me, when I turned the calendar over and read it was yogurt and catnip flavour, I couldn't believe it, and that it had taken 11 days for us to notice it.
11 days?
11 days. Someone with an English degree, I feel GCSE English, and I saw that within 3 seconds.
It's
you can't miss it.
It's massive text.
It's got it even circles for cats.
No, hold no. I feel basic, and I read that.
Can we just... How did they get to 11 days when day 5 is on the G of Garfield, so it's right next to the text, same as day 4? And I'm pretty sure day 1 is the door that's open, which
I'm
is
not very
on the thing. How? How do you...
Well, this mother, I think, needs to go back to school.
Yeah, me too. So...
It's people like Asa should be, shouldn't be...
Ah, there's the picture of her. That explains it. She's blonde.
Oh, it's a bimbo. Ooh,
that wasn't a very subtle look
no,
at her tits there. When I'm pretty sure I picked up on the calendar, but yeah, the picture is not. She does not look very. Oh, she's got a degree in English literature
oh,
and creative writing, but still couldn't read a calendar.
in our own words.
Was that you?
Yes, that was his weird noise.
Why is he going, ooh? Do you see a pair of tits and go excited?
No.
To be fair, they
are. Tits does too.
To be fair, they are a big pair.
Oh, God.
Luckily, though, our other two kids look like they've got a Peppa Pig and My Little Pony calendars, which are hopefully for humans.
Presumably the My Little Pony one's horse food and the other one's pig food.
So she went to Tesco.
No, that's lasagnas. I see a lot of lasagnas around on the road.
She says she got the younger girl's Peppa Pig and My Little Pony, but wanted to find a different one for her eldest child. She certainly succeeded in that.
Yeah, so, right. The
eldest child's 9, so why didn't she not go out the shop herself and buy her own advent calendar?
No, I sympathise with this. If I had 3 kids, I would be like, my youngest 2, I've got the advent calendar, so my oldest 1, I'll buy cat food.
Apparently, identify as a cat in the future.
Because it's different.
Apparently, she was rushing round at the last minute with all 3 of them Christmas shopping and went into B&M where all the advent calendars were and picked it up without reading it. Like the German said, though, it's located. It's not actually.
It's not with advent calendars.
It's not with the advent calendars. It's in the cat and dog.
Or at least it is
aisle.
In my B&M. In our local B&M.
I don't know whether B&M Shropshire just doesn't have any idea how to do things, but obviously she doesn't either, so. She apparently got over the shock and found the funny side, and
the child
you feed your cat nip. What? You feed your child catnip.
You're right. You'll get there eventually. Keep trying.
You can do it.
That's what my life's all about. You're gonna eventually keep trying. I'll try.
But apparently, she's gonna go and buy her daughter a new one and take her fiance with her just to make sure that she gets a human one.
Can she find a brain on the way there?
I don't think so.
Can she use English literature degree?
Is this one episode or splitting it into two?
This is one episode.
This is one large episode.
Oh, I thought it was a two-part
episode. No, it's a large episode.
It's a Christmas special.
To be fair, the face of the kid is very sort of.
So you look like that if you've been eating catnip for 4 days.
I know what I would have done in that situation. I would have started slapping my mother.
She looks like she's going to slap her mother. Anyway.
Right, there's too many long pauses because you're burping.
I'm trying not to cough well.
Just cough, it's fine.
So
it's
anyway.
The Hobbit's topic next.
The Hobbit's already burping this episode.
The Hobbit's topic.
Hobbit's toffee.
Yes, someone continue, I need to go and get it's fucking medicine. Toffee. I'm going to go and get medicine, continue.
The Russian might actually die.
It's a Christmas movie.
it's his own nerve agent. He used it on himself.
It's finally caught up with him.
Fucking lip in the ankle this time.
Right,
what's next?
Mum slammed for calling
Santa. No. Was that me? Was that there?
Yeah, you joined.
Oh, that's when I joined Christmas.
Okay, which one was you?
I haven't joined Christmas yet though, so that's a lie. What's next?
Okay, right.
Arrow's doing social work. What are you up to?
Do you want to beat this one?
What is it? This is Loden. Yeah, Mum slammed after calling Santa Father Christmas, because that's what he's called, instead of a gender-neutral term. This is ridiculous. A Plymouth woman says she was made to feel on edge as a survey which asks for the name, asks if the name should be modernised, showed 15% of Brits are in favour of a change. That means that 85% of Brits are normal.
Yeah.
And not retards.
Yeah.
A mum explained how she'd been pulled in line for seeing Father Christmas because the name isn't gender neutral. That's because he's a male.
You look at Father.
Father Christmas, aka Santa Claus, is a male.
Saint Nick
always has been, always will be. Coca-Cola managed to change him red from green.
And that's the reason why Santa is green, red now, because he used to be green back when the story of in Turkey.
Saint Nicholas is Turkish, and then I believe it's also combined with, I think it's either German or Dutch or something, legend about Hinterklaus.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it's been put together, which is why it can be known as Santa Claus.
Germany has the best Christmas tradition.
Yes.
Krampus.
Yes, Krampus.
Right, anyone that actually goes around and collects children for being naughty and kills someone and sends them to hell is a Christmas legend.
It's just him?
You're Krampus!
Have I just come back at the perfect time just to be insulted here?
Yes.
Awesome. The woman said she's been left feeling on edge because hundreds of parents have logged on to share their views on the gender-neutral debate. She said, I've just been shamed on a Facebook group for using the name Father Christmas and told that Santa is now
is now seen as gender neutral, which he isn't, because he's male.
He's male.
I was only referring to the book below.
It's a fat guy wearing a red suit with a giant...
Fair enough, he probably has got boobs, but...
And he has a wife called Mrs. Claus.
Exactly. He's got a giant bushy beard. He's Father Christmas, he's known as Mr. Claus.
A.K.A. Mr. Claus, a.K.A. Santa Claus, a.K.A. St. Nicholas. Or
exactly.
St. Nick. Father Christmas.
You can't be female and called Nicholas. It'd be very difficult. You can be called Nicky, but you can't be called Nicholas.
According to more than 15% of Brits surveyed, an updated name should be used. That means more than 80% of Brits have a brain and realise that he's a male.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 1 in 6 wanted to change what the present giver is called. Why? In America, more than 20% call for a new approach. Right, this... You should learn this, right? Americans are not civilised. They're
the
not clever.
What is this?
It's a sock.
It's not a sock.
It's your sock.
It's just a piece of fabric.
Oh, God.
It's the insole of someone's shoe. Who's been bringing part of their shoe up?
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
I don't wear insoles in my shoes. I've got boots.
One user wrote, this is bordering on moronic and people need to have quiet words with themselves.
He's bordering on moronic for finding a shoe part of the space.
Another said, I'm all for equality, but where does this stupidity stop? And one said, I think Mary Poppins is sexist and should be called Mark Poppins. Yeah. I mean, that's just stupid. You're next.
I hate your rant.
He is Saint Nick. He is Saint Nicholas.
It's
absolutely
stupid.
Yeah.
It's always been male in every culture, in every story.
What was the rant that I was going on before we started recording?
Charity.
That you guys kept on telling us to shut up about?
Right,
charity.
It's time for my rant, and then you can have a rant.
That's fair news. I forgot to do the rant actually after the song. That's right. Yeah.
It was about Carolers,
because that's why
yeah.
we did the song.
So oh yeah, Carolers. Yeah.
Because it would then link in the.
No, it was about Carlos.
You want to move along and let him sit down?
That's
your
fine.
Your cock and balls are that big for you to stretch them across the whole fucking couch.
Close your legs as you
well.
I was going to say something, but because it's Christmas, it's not nice.
And nothing we've said so far is nice.
You've
or
got a
Christmassy.
Thing. You've, all I can say on your phone is a post on something and an arrow saying social worker.
Ooh.
What's
yours? Yeah!
Tell me the secrets.
That's nasty.
That is nasty.
Nasty.
I love you, Jordan. I'm so sorry to ever think of that. What are you whispering at me back for? Your stubble was scratching me back now.
Sorry.
Scratching
your
back. Go on, itch it for us, because I like my neck. Down.
Are you really itching his back with
go
your
up.
Chin?
Like, literally, underneath the shoulder.
Oh, here?
Yeah. The other shoulder. Right, in a bit.
God, like having a dog.
In a bit.
No, not in a bit. Wasn't in that.
He did
right.
actually say in a bit at one point.
So I found this thing on Facebook.
Cross over that.
From this last called Megan Dunn.
Oh, well, we're not using our own names, but you're shaming people.
we've already shamed the last
right.
who did the catnip.
We're not shaming.
Oh,
we're not going to be shaming Megan.
That was before you started perving on us.
We're not really shaming people, it's just these are the news articles, and we're trying to give you the most information as possible from the news articles and from the bits and pieces that we find.
It's not news,
which
thing
includes
I
the
on
names.
Facebook.
But including things like this,
we're
basically we're trying to be.
We're also exposing stupidity.
Right,
yeah.
We're not exposing stupidity, right? We're going to. First time on Bullshit Labs. A bullshit lab. We're gonna praise someone.
I'm not used to this.
Oh,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, I know
yeah.
what this is. Yeah,
okay. Megan Dunn.
I
we
do
this.
Need to praise this girl.
This okay. this lass is a social worker. And you know what social workers are, don't you?
People that make people change the names of things and get upset when.
No. Social worker is someone who goes and helps children in need. Like the parents are alcoholics or druggies. They're going.
You mean like an actual useful social worker?
Yes, a useful social worker.
Okay,
Megan's one of these people. Now,
like Jordan,
except
after disabled children. I mean,
no, he bullies them.
He bullies them, but he does help them with their education.
Sorry, Jordan.
He
right.
didn't throw the ball. He kicked a wet tennis ball.
Megan,
I didn't. It was the other apprentice.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah,
Megan.
Megan posted on her Facebook. I cannot stress this enough. Stop
oh, no,
telling your
this.
Kids that Santa. Stop telling your Santa-age kids that their iPads, iPhones and $200 toys are from Santa. Because some families can't afford that.
Little kids wonder why they got socks or a coat or hand-me-down toys from Santa and other kids got an iPad. This is the second year I have had a parent cry to me, telling me that their kid has asked why weren't they not good enough or if Santa didn't like them as much as the other kids. It breaks my heart for the parents and kids, so take credit for the gifts that Santa didn't buy them that Mammy and Daddy did.
Leave the less expensive gifts to Santa and the elves, that way it's all equal. This makes perfect sense, because you don't want your kid feeling like they aren't even good enough that Santa doesn't like them. Just
why
because,
is there a picture of Santa with balloons
just because they're not getting the same gifts as other kids. If you say that like the gift, if you say that the expensive gifts are from you, it stops all of this depression and painfulness for hurtfulness for some of the lesser unfortunate kids.
I agree with this, but I'm gonna. Can you just stop telling your Santa age kids? St. Nicholas, also known as Santa Claus, was born in an unknown month of 270 AD, so he'd be 1,749 years old. Who's buying 1,749-year-old men iPads?
You know that's not what we mean.
That's exactly what it means.
No, no,
I mean... Can like, I just point out, the website that I found for this, the best bit about it was, the date is most likely shrouded in mystery to protect the baby Claus from possible temporal incursions by nefarious time travellers. So... He's in an it was in 270 AD, but they don't know what month because they don't want time travellers to disrupt Santa Claus.
Like in religion, where they say Jesus was born in December and he was born in September.
No, that's, you know, just, like because, every year, that's just because that story's made up.
That's a,
yes, it is.
There's a space agency.
In other words, actually someone called Jesus.
There's an Air Force agency that's part of America called NORDA, and every year they track Santa on Google Earth, and it's magical to watch him where he goes.
He starts off in Russia, actually.
I know. Well, it starts off in your home country.
To be fair,
Russia.
To be fair, it is covered in snow, so... Right, anyway, the medicine's starting to wear off already. Anyway, on to the next one. What the...
He's dying!
Yep, I am. Stop hitting my back, it just makes it worse. And stop vibrating my fucking throat muscles. Anyway, next one is that... You guys have siblings. Well... Me and the American don't, but you guys do. So, tell us how you would feel if your sibling did this. Apparently, a sister wrapped her brother's Christmas present in cable ties, and we're not talking one or two, we're talking, like, literally covered in cable ties to make it the most impossible Christmas present to open in the world.
That is something I would do.
That would be something I'd do, like...
That's something your sister would do to you.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're the younger one, but the German is the older one, so he would be the one doing that, and you would be the one getting it done too, wouldn't it?
Are you saying that me and him are related?
No, I'm saying you're the younger sibling.
If I was related
sibling.
To him, I'd be hanging myself.
You wouldn't have to, I'd gassed you by now.
You're the younger sibling of you and your sister, and...
He's the eldest.
He's the eldest of him and his brother. And me and the American are just lonely children. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I like being an only child.
But yeah, apparently this is the... She literally got a present, wrapped it in as many cable ties as she could, and the image of the impenetrable present was shared on a Facebook group called Christmas Mums, and included the caption, "Just finished wrapping my brother's Xmas present."
That's
game on, game on, bro. The securely wrapped present was covered in dozens of white cable ties, making it nigh impossible to open by hand. Not nigh impossible, is impossible to open by hand. You need scissors.
You know what, I'd be a complete utter dick, right? After cutting up all those cable ties and that, to open up the present, right, I'll have like a bag of cable ties in there. And that's all I got for Christmas, is a bag of cable ties.
One of...
Wrapped up. And cable tied and wrapped up and cable tied and wrapped up and cable tied.
That's the thing. One of the users has the same mind as us and commented, "Even funnier if it's an empty box inside." How great would that be if you went through all the effort of spending your entire day cutting these cable ties just for it to be an empty box with a note saying, "Haha." That's just like our level of sassiness.
What if you filled it with something else?
You're not filling it with a fart.
Anthrax.
Okay. You're not filling it with anthrax either.
Why?
What about a ship?
A ship?
Who
a
wants
ship. To be a big box.
Who wants to read the next one? You're not allowed to see what it is, but you have to put it in your hands to see who reads it, because I'm not reading it.
Okay.
Okay, the Hobbit's decided he's going to declare.
It's going to be a stupid name.
A mum wants for Christmas his 2-foot teeth after swallowing hers. He did a mince pie.
Oh god, why did you have to pick him?
Fucking Gates head, this is like.
Is it actually?
No, it's Glasgow. No, it's Glasgow!
Oh, that explains it.
It's even better than Gator.
I'm surprised you had 2 front teeth. How old is she?
52.
I'm surprised you had any teeth.
She must have been any riots then.
It's great if you look at the pictures, literally missing teeth.
Aye, she looks like a Jeremy fucking Kyle contestant there.
Yeah.
Contestant.
Oh, Angel
victim.
Angel McGill, 52, from Glasgow, got distracted biting into an Aldi's Christmas mince pie at work at the first thought at a hard lump caught in her throat was a bit of pasty.
Pastry.
52-year-old woman has accidentally swallowed her dentures while eating a Christmas mince pie.
So it wasn't even her real teeth, that's a shame.
Of course it wasn't her real teeth, she's 52 from Glasgow.
She had them knocked out a while back.
Aye. Gulping hard.
Just since she was 18.
Fucking 12, man. Gulping hard, realising that she's actually swallowed her partial dentures, 2 teeth attached to plastic plate, and started panicking.
The caterer went to hospital and an x-ray revealed the plate was stuck halfway down her throat. Medics advised any procedure to pull the plate back up her throat would do more harm than good.
Plate? She ate the whole plate?
It's the plastic plate with that her dentures were on. It's saying plate because it's not called a palate, it's apparently called a denture plate.
That's fine.
I thought it was a palate, mate.
So basically, right, what Angela had to wait 72
Did
hours.
Did you just call her War Angela?
War Angela.
You called her Angel as well before. You give her a strip on him.
It's because it was Angel on the front.
It said it was Angel at the top of the page, so the news article misspelled her name.
Yeah.
It's the mirror.
It is the mirror.
Yeah, it's the mirror, yeah.
Yeah, the mirror fucking, like... No, the mirror's not communist. They're fucking Tories.
To be fair, if you read any newspaper, you will find tons of spelling mistakes because, like, nobody proofreads the fucking spelling.
No, see, well, it's fucking Mirror. Wrote a news article about my mate and his girlfriend out in Australia on an adventure saying that they're having difficulties getting jobs because they're heavy mortified and they have tattoos on their face.
I saw that. It was in Daily Mail as well.
Aye. And the thing is, he never given them permission or ever spoke to anyone about it. He just posted on a form, on a because he's a professional body piercer. And he posted on a form asking for advice of where the best place is to get some, like, extra cash in Australia for doing body piercings. And the fucking journalists went ballistic with him. We stop trying to melt shit?
Stop using my brass lighter, which will burn your hand if you hold it too long.
So, again...
And stop using up my fuel.
What Angela had to wait 72 hours for her dentures to pass through her digestive system before she flushed them down the loo.
She had to shit out her teeth.
She had to shit out her teeth and then flush them down the loo.
Can you imagine that?
That's how we put glitter on them.
Apparently she's sworn off mince pies forever.
Because you lost
someone down if I shit my own teeth.
What about that, dude?
Apparently she was really enjoying the mince pie and then just got distracted when someone at work said her name and gulped. It was rough and really hard. I thought it was a tough bit of pastry. Then it went down.
Solid plastic.
Then it went down, got lodged at the back of my throat, and I thought, oh my god, I've swallowed my plate. I've literally lost my teeth.
You can tell somebody's from Glasgow when they're chewing a bit of solid plastic and going, oh, that's tough pastry.
Angela had her inch square partial dentures fitted last month to replace 40-year-old caps she had fitted as a girl after an accident. I was swimming when I was about 11 when this boy jumped in the pool and knocked me and then I clattered my teeth against the edge of the pool.
She got people's elbowed. She clearly got,
she
got attacked.
She got people's elbowed.
Got aerial attacked.
That's just how the Glaswegian said hello, isn't it?
Yeah. Flying headbutt.
So, yeah, she apparently...
She's a kitchen
That's
assistant.
A better story than the mince pie.
She's a kitchen assistant and...
Well, you attacked in a swimming pool and lost your 2 front teeth.
That is a better...
Yeah. She's now waiting to get a new set fitted. Hopefully she doesn't eat any more pies. Bear hail.
You eat all the pies, not that bitch.
Is that the new song?
Not that bitch, she lost her teeth.
Oh... He's off, ladies and gentlemen, he's giggling.
Giggling at?
Even though the pies, not that bitch, she lost her teeth.
This isn't even work as a song. Ooh, there's still polos on the cactus. I'll have one.
For the listeners who evidently won't know about this, the German decided to decorate one of my cacti by putting a polo on each of its...
It's a Christmas cactus?
What do you call them? Extensions? Branches? What would you call them? Because it's not exactly like a branch.
Limbs?
Yeah,
it's on a cactus, right?
Limbs.
If you want to see the video of him eating polos off a cactus, or you want to see a video of me sticking two cactuses up my nose...
For a McDonald's? For a latte?
For toffee latte.
From
for McDonald's.
McDonald's
toffee latte. You can subscribe to our Patreon, and you can watch these videos we do, and you can see our faces.
Yes, it is the big face reveal. Wow.
Wow, man.
I wouldn't get excited. You'd probably be disappointed. Or blinded.
To be fair, at the moment, only one of our faces has been revealed, and your mouth has been revealed, but you don't exactly see your face.
Good.
And then, in the videos. Oh. And then, as we post more and more, you'll get to see each of us one by one, so...
We'll disappoint you over a length of time.
Yes.
Just like my ex-girlfriend.
Was that disappointing you, or you disappointed her?
Both.
Both. Both.
No,
should we also caption them saying, like, who's the one in the video, or should we just leave them guessing to see if they can get
the voice?
They
might be able to match your voices.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a fun little mini game for you. Match the voices. Eventually, we'll tell you who's who, because we'll just release a group photo or some shit.
Not even worse, right? It's like when you listen to someone on radio for a long time or on a podcast.
You see their face,
like, then you see them, you're like, what the fuck? It's like their face, their voice just off the suit of their face.
Have you ever heard of the expression, you've got the face for radio? There's a reason we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
I've honestly never heard that before, so, you know.
Really?
I've never heard that expression.
Because you do have a face for radio.
Wait, I've never been told it, so I don't.
Okay.
If I've never heard it before, nobody said it to us, so...
Or you weren't listening, which is more likely.
Yeah, true.
Fair enough. Probably asleep.
Probably plotting his next communist regime.
Anyway, onto something to do with the people on radio. Walmart apologises for a sweater featuring Santa doing cocaine.
Ah, oh, what a sweater.
Why would you apologise? That's brilliant.
That is just typical Walmart.
It's literally, it says, let it snow and a Santa of cocaine.
Oh, that is awesome.
Lines of cocaine. Let us snow, hold on, hold on, Santa on a sofa with lines of cocaine in front of him and a pile of white.
Can I chip in here with Christmas jumpers?
Yes.
It was, I believe, Asda, and someone, it was Sephora, and it said there are two types of people.
Yes.
Right? And there was a picture of a Christmas jumper that said something about OCD, but it was like made fun of. Like something about OCD or something like that. And then a woman standing there holding it in took a picture and was like, I would appreciate it if you didn't make fun of, the condition I suffer from or something like that. And then next to it, they found a picture of this guy. And there was, you know, the gingerbread man from like Shrek.
Yeah.
With his legs snapped off and it said, oh, snap. And there was a guy that, like, obviously a war veteran. Because he was like wearing camo pants and that. He was wearing like an army shirt and that. And he was like, he was sitting with like one leg. Right, off at the knee, sitting in a wheelchair. And he took a picture of himself with the oh snap one and went, suck it up, bitch. And it was like, there's two types of people.
Yep.
Pissy, easily offended people and people that see the fun in it.
Yep, so basically, if you're easily offended by something that's on a fucking jumper
if
or some shit...
If something is marketed by a large retailer, it's not meant to cause offence because they're not going to want that negativity.
If it's marketed by us, it's quite possibly cause an offence, but not...
And if you are offended, nobody cares.
Not 100% intentional, and we don't care anyway, so...
Yeah.
So, if...
Look out for
not 100% intentional, just
2020, yeah. We've got a store where we'll be selling our offensive t-shirts.
A stall, more like.
A stall.
A market stall.
Just a market stall in the middle of town.
You can go on to www.bullshitlabs.co.uk. This website does not exist yet, but it will do if you subscribe to our Patreon.
We'll let you know when it arrives, because we will be making it at some point. We will be making stupid bullshit merch with
You get the pick merch.
Oh, this is going to get bad.
One of the merch is immediately going to be the four flags. It's got to be the German, the Russian, the American, and the Hobbit.
Oh, what, and design my own?
Wait, to be fair, it's going to be three flags and some hairy feet.
So, picture my cock then.
I said feet, my dear child.
Well, Photoshop can do wonders to make my penis look like a foot.
It's all about the angle. of the photograph.
I don't want any of us spending time in Photoshop making that happen.
What, the penis thing or the jumpers? The shirts. Because we can make shirts and then people can pick which one they want.
We can make shirts, that's easy enough. We might put a vote up for a shirt at some point just to see which one you prefer.
Nobody will buy mine though because it'll be too offensive.
The thing is, I should make a special special limited edition shirt that only like top Patreon. A sock.
Will you stop putting socks in the way?
Top Patreon. A top Patreon can have.
Sorry.
One of the shirts is just going to be sock.
Sock.
Sock it to you.
Put the sock down.
You couldn't chuck socks.
Anyway, yes, this all started with a story that Walmart has apologised for an adults-only Christmas sweater on its Canadian website that depicted Santa with cocaine.
Canadian's got that offended. Explains it. Canadian.
Canadians don't get easily offended, though. And half of them do cocaine anyway.
No, the thing is, though, with
Walmart, but the other half are French.
With Walmart.
Fuck's sake.
Half, it's Christmas. Can you not go...
No, I'm not being nice to the French just because it's Christmas. They don't deserve it.
Oh, I like this. The sweater showed Santa with three lines of a white substance along with the phrase, let it snow.
Could have been flour.
We all know how snow works. It's white, powdery, and the best snow comes straight from South America. That's bad news for jolly old Saint Nick, who lives far away in the North Pole. That's why Santa really likes to savour the moment when he gets his hands on some quality grade A Colombian snow. That's the description of this.
That is brilliant.
That's the description on the website.
This is what we're going to be selling.
Colombian
snow, I mean, not jumpers.
Other duds for sale depicted Father Christmas in compromising situations, including with his pants off, roasting his chestnuts in front of a fireplace.
Oh, I want it.
This is just fantastic. It's us making Christmas jumpers, basically.
No, but
pretty much.
With Walmart there, half the crap that's supposed to go on in Walmart,
you can buy a gun at Walmart.
It's essentially the American... It's Asda.
Asda. No, it's Walmart worse than owns Asda, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Asda is our version of Walmart.
Yeah.
No, Walmart owns Asda, so.
It's why if you go to the pharmacy, the till literally says Asda and then Walmart underneath.
Most of the stuff, if you buy Asda's own products, it says buy Walmart on them.
Yeah.
But I'm pissed off at the fact like,
we can't buy guns.
Yeah, we can't buy carburetor and fucking Asda. I want to go away and buy an M14.
A carburetor?
Yeah, a carburetor.
I think you're thinking of the wrong things.
Yeah, a carburetor is what you put on an old car. You mean a carbine rifle?
Yeah, a carburetor. It's a carburetor. It's a carburetor rifle.
It's not a carburetor rifle.
This is for carbine.
It's a carbine rifle, and there is a Beretta rifle. There is not a carburetor rifle.
There is if you combine the carbine rifle with a Beretta.
Carburetta. Beretta, sorry. Beretta.
Yeah, it is a Beretta.
Beretta. Yes. Beretta, Italian make weapon Beretta. That makes the sidearm for the American forces.
It's Italian. So presumably like you'll fire three rounds and then the next one will come back at you because it'll change his mind.
It was in competition with the German or Austrian Sig Sauer P226, and the only reason the Americans went with the M9 is because it was cheaper to buy in bulk. It was cheaper to buy in bulk, that's why they went with the Beretta.
Yeah, but it's Swiss made. You're the one you're thinking of. The Sig isn't a Swiss.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Possibly, but either
I could be wrong.
But either way, they literally went with a gun just because it was cheaper.
I'm just pissed
off. Yeah, because it wasn't made as good. It was made by Italians.
Yeah.
Does it mean it's better?
I'm just pissed off. Like, we can't buy a gun in Masters.
Italians make good cars. End off. That's it.
He fixes the game tomorrow.
Oh, they make good food.
Anyway, but imagine if you had a gun. You can go out and shoot those Carlos out of your door.
Yeah, but it would just five minutes and we're shooting shot.
The Carolers who turned up for one day. I haven't seen Carolers on my street.
Put your phone down so you can wave both hands.
I've never seen Carolers in my street for like years, and then randomly one day, group of kids, never seen them in the fucking street before, so I don't even know if they're from around here. Going door to door singing. I've got no idea what they were after. It's been that long since we've had Carolers. I don't know what you do with them anymore. Is it like trick or treat where you give them candy or something? I don't know. They just come to the door, sing at you, and then you close the door on them because you don't like the song because they're out of tune because the children singing a Christmas carol. Why?
Just don't give me your cock. Just don't like your... Nagle boys.
You're supposed to just
I've told you before not to show your cock to kids. This is how you can get arrested.
You're supposed to just stand there and listen to the caroling.
No, you're supposed to just shut the door and walk away.
I am
people that like Christmas stand there and listen.
I who am likes not Christmas Christmassy.
Yet? He would stand and listen. He would listen. He would listen to them, wouldn't you?
Would you seriously listen to them?
I would listen to them and then I would give them all criticism.
Who are you, Simon Cowell?
That's a no for me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye.
That's a good point, because that's more insulting if you listen to them first, isn't it? And then don't pay them.
Yeah. I'm the type of person where
the thing is, why are we doing a Christmas special if like
this is why we should be allowed to fucking like this is why we should be allowed to buy guns. The door opens, there's carolers.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Dear God.
Did you know that scene in
and I could do that because you know I don't believe
Home Alone. The actual gangster scene, the thing is that it was only made for that film purposes. It's not an actual film. That's a random fact.
What?
The Home Alone scene when he's watching the gangster film.
And yeah.
That gangster film does not exist. That gangster film was only recorded just for that film.
Yeah, because I couldn't get the rights to the ones I wanted.
Yeah.
In time.
Plus, they had issues with budget and everything.
Right, that was the small mini ramp. Will you stop sniffing the wax from my candle?
Small mini ramp.
Rant.
You said small mini ramp?
I want a mini ramp.
Could you even skateboard? You owned a mini at one point, so.
Exactly, I can make a ramp out of it.
Anyway.
Probably.
On to the next topic after that. After that little rant.
Yeah, he did.
On to the next topic. We've got a way
then
to
I nearly got run over by a car, but that's a separate issue.
We are the least Christmassy in the world, but there is a way that we can make £13 an hour by taking advantage of people that are Christmassy. We can go around and get paid to decorate Christmas trees for people that are too busy.
Have you seen me decorate a Christmas tree?
No.
A woman has apparently revealed that she's got a lucrative side hustle that her and her sister have been doing, which basically is them going round places getting paid £13 an hour to do Christmas trees up for people that are too busy to do them themselves.
I can tell you one reason it wouldn't work with us.
If you're too busy to do it yourself, why would you bother doing it at all?
We would be passed out on the floor, covered in alcohol.
I was just going to say the wrong reason we would, because we would drink all our alcohol.
Yeah, he'd be sat there looking at us.
And the Christmas tree would be charred and on fire.
he'd be pissed off.
He'd be sat next to the Christmas tree on fire with some s'mores.
Yeah, he'd still be on fire. His hair would be on fire.
He'd be watching the football or something.
Exactly. He would turn over that sky.
That's what we're going to do next year, lads. We're going to...
Oh, listen to the names, boys.
What names? Are we still the same topic?
Yeah. Veronica Gentile and her sister Giovanna Avati.
What?
Those sounds like porn star names.
Veronica, Veronica Gentile and her sister Giovanna Avati. The siblings who live in Melbourne are charging £13 an hour to decorate other people's Christmas trees and had made £216 from the side hustle before December the 1st even arrived.
That's what I'm
it
doing
started
that,
out as a favour for a friend, but when more and more requests came to help to flood in, they essentially decided to start charging people. So
we're not making that mistake, we're charging from the start.
And the Australians are that backwards that they would actually do it.
Apparently, she started getting a lot of attention from friends. They loved my ornaments, and one of them even asked if I could set up their tree for them. And then her and her sister grew up with magical colour-coordinated Christmas trees their parents
How
made.
How the fuck did I make £216?
At one point, so they just used it.
Because 13 times 16 is £208.
Tips, right.
13 times 17 is £221.
It could be tips, and it could be like plus half an hour.
Yeah, it could have been like an hour and then like half an hour. So if it's £13 an hour and then you just half it for the race.
So typically before December the 1st, they've done like between 15 to 17 jobs.
Wait, do what 13 times 16 is and say you've got
208.
Right, okay, do
13 times 17, 221.
Right, so 13 times 16.5.
So they basically did 16 and a half.
16.5 is still failed.
So they did 16 hours and...
We're rounding it up.
They've done 16.8 hours. 16.8 hours of work.
Even that's too much. 16.7.
No, I don't care.
Even 16.7 is too much. 16.6 is nearly there. 16.6... 2. 1? 2? 16.62 hours is how much they've done to get this £216.
Does it matter?
It does. How the hell did they get to that number?
Because they're in Australia and the Australians will do anything.
Oh, to be fair, if they're in Melbourne, it's probably been translated from Australian dollars and it probably makes much more sense in Australian dollars than it does in
British. So it probably works less for the money.
Or more.
Or less.
Depending on how it converts.
I don't know. The Australian dollar is worth...
I know American dollars is less than a pound.
I think Australian dollars is more, actually, now. Because everything's expensive as hell over there.
But the weight is all higher, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work like that.
That's a good point.
It's 50 pence.
53 pounds sterling. 0.53 pounds sterling.
So it's 53 pence. That's 53 pence to each American dollar.
So it should be...
Australian dollar.
So, because American dollars about 60 pence.
So the work, they work double the time. So the work double the time. Right.
77.
No tie. Like most Americans.
Oh well.
Next change for
it. Anyway, on to the next topic. I will the last topic, and I will leave it to the German to do it because I'm amazed he didn't do this to his little brother when he was younger. Or if he did, he didn't tell me about it.
This is... Right.
Oh, I'm just dying. Sorry.
Mum shaves the word elephant as phone 10 and blames it on the elf on the shelf.
I would do that.
Why?
I don't know. Read the rest of the article. Read the rest of the article.
No.
Mum of three, Amanda Johns...
The kid that lives next door to me shaved a bit of his own hair, and then when his mum kicked off, went, it was the Pixies. My dad's response to that was, that kid should be in a padded room.
That sounds about right.
Is this kid who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Who's this kid?
My neighbour.
Who's your neighbour?
Well, I'm not a neighbour.
We'll tell you after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us after.
That sounds about right, but... Apparently, mum of three, Amanda Johns, wanted to take Elf on the Shelf to the next level for her 7-year-old daughter, Tegan, and came up with a brilliant plan involving her son. Although parents may get a little desperate to dream up fresh mischief for Elf on the Shelf to find itself in, stop shoving stuff in my nose.
Smell.
For most, shaving the word elf into the back of your son's head would cross that line.
No.
But for one mum, it was all part of a genius plan. Mum of three, Amanda Johns from Swansea, has used Elf on the Shelf to keep her youngest daughter, Tegan, entertained and well-behaved for 3 years. The Christmas tradition, which has surged in popularity in recent years, sees a cheeky elf keep an eye on children in the build-up to the big day, flying back to the North Pole every evening to report to Santa. Each morning when it's...
Elf on the Shelf is?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
Alright, so it's bullshit then, because it's Tinkerbell?
Each morning, when it returns, it hides in a different spot in the house and is often caught getting up to no good.
No, it isn't. It's Tinkerbell and you don't see her.
Apparently, 1 year, when he was asleep, they put his hair in pigtails, put makeup on him and drew abs on his stomach.
What, his mum did?
Yep.
A glimmer of elf.
Wanting to take the game to the next level, Amanda asked her 16-year-old son, Leston, what a name.
What?
Leston.
Where the Welsh gods
in. To skip his weekly trip to the barbers to be a part of the prank. Amanda then carefully shaved the letters elf into the back of his hair as he faked being asleep before wiping her fingerprints off the clippers and putting them in the mix
of the elf.
So, to be fair, the son was in on it because she got his permission and everything, so the son's in on it to keep the his little sister entertained, so it's actually quite kind.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't do that.
Everyone knows it's Tinkerbell that goes back to Santa, and you don't see her because she's smarter than elves, because elves are stupid and so are people. Right? Tinkerbell's smarter, and she only uses glitter, and that's how you know she's doing that.
Amanda 39 once gave the best big brother a full makeover. Why are you... How does it always go back to glitter shits?
Because that's what you're all getting for Christmas tomorrow morning. Off me, glitter shits.
Glitter.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That was a squeaky one.
That's why I laughed face.
Again.
Again, yeah. We've lost that episode, haven't we?
This is...
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
This is why we need to...
This is why we need a booth.
Yeah.
Right.
A sealed booth for him.
Just for him.
That's worse, it'll contain it to lock him out.
A fucking damn nose little tree air fish does well.
The trees on your nose.
Hey. Apparently they're quoted as saying he's the best big brother and will do anything to make his little sister smile. She looks forward to the elf's antics every morning. She runs into my room and asks, where's the elf? But when she found him in Leston's room with the clippers, she was flabbergasted.
It's a good job they didn't find them in your house.
Apparently they've also done one Lincoln with your poo thing where the elf was sat on a toilet and there was brown paint or something on the toilet seat
that's
saying Leston did a poo.
That's not paint.
Take shit.
Oh god. I'm more alcohol.
I'm hoping it's paint.
It's not paint.
Well, I'm gonna go drown myself in alcohol.
Are you gonna steal his room?
I'm gonna steal his room.
There's none left.
Why are you stealing my room?
Because he hasn't used his room. Because the room's gone.
Anyway, so yeah, now's the end of our Christmas topic.
Yeah, it's only going on for 1.5 hours or something.
This is our Christmas gift to you.
Yeah, and enjoy it, because none of us really like Christmas, apart from one of us who would be sat there criticising Carolers if they came to his house.
That's why he's actually spoke this episode, he's excited.
It's because we've got him singing, we should get him singing every... No, that's a bad idea, I'm not singing every episode. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed the little bit of karaoke at the front. I know we're all shit singers, but I hope you had a laugh.
What's happened here? What's up? An hour and a half. We've wasted an hour and 28 minutes. Because they'll have turned off in the first 2 minutes we were singing.
If you can hear this at the end.
If you've made it this long, well done.
Tweet at us. Tweet at us. Merry Cuntmas.
Yes, that is how you say Merry Christmas to us. Please say Merry Cuntmas.
On Twitter, that's if you've listened to the very end.
If you've listened to the very end, exactly. Let us know that you've listened to the very end by tweeting that, and eventually we will make a Christmas t-shirt or something where a Christmas jumper where it is Merry Cuntmas.
I've actually got a thing that I designed a while ago that said Merry Cuntmas was a Christmas card I'd done.
We need to integrate it with our bullshit thing. We'll make a Bullshit Labs jumper at some point with Merry Cuntmas.
So we're going to get a grand total of zero tweets then.
Yeah.
If plenty of people tweet her. And don't forget, we are setting up a few different things, like website and stuff, at some point in the next year, just to help things
along. Oh, for fuck's sake!
And with that...
Holy shit!
And with that explosive fart from our resident gas maker, the German, we will bid you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
New Year. That's why they're called Auschwitz, because it's all gas.
It's Auschwitz, not Auschwitz.
You're fucking Auschwitz.
Anyway.
Kill the hobbits.
Thank you very much for listening.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a fuck you New Year.
Bye.
How do you stop it?